Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
And, you know, it's always Christina's, you know, she does a great job here, but she keeps people informed and has the best guests. And Lauren, I know out from outside of this anyway, but she does a great job. But Lauren Suma is the Town of North Hempstead resident advocate. And as I said earlier, she is the go-to person. Doesn't mean I want everybody calling her this afternoon. For people who have questions in reference to buying a home, selling a home, and doing repairs. I remember years ago, I was at a Roslyn. It was a Roslyn advisory board meeting for Project Independence, and some woman was complaining because she put up a 6-foot fence all around her house, and it's illegal. But she had somebody like from Suffolk who gave her the best price. He put up the fence and he went home and he got paid. And then somebody must have went by and said, you don't put a 6-foot fence up. It's illegal. It's got to be 4. Well, why does it have to be 4? The guy should have looked at the code for our town. And he didn't. And so she paid for a fence that had to, I don't know the end result of it, but I'm assuming it had to come down because some of them are eyesores. And then it also becomes a distraction when you're trying to make a turn. It was on a corner. So when you come to the end of the street,
that's right,
you can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And that's the importance of using qualified people within the town and check with the town. And so there's no issues. But now we're going to go to what to know before selling or buying a home.
And Lauren, you say on here that you're going to be on June 13th, you're going to be at the Hillside Public Library. Could you tell us about that program and what people can expect to
sure.
see?
So this is actually my favorite program that we do. We talk about the different permits and certificates that you may need before you're going to buy a home or sell a home, things that may come up, some issues that may arise, and we discuss them through a PowerPoint presentation. It's myself, our deputy commissioner, one of our former consultants from the town who's also a real estate attorney, has a wealth of knowledge. We discuss surveys, what that means, why they're important. We talk about escrow. We talk about all these different certificates, legalization applications. So it's a lot of information, but it's really educational. And residents that come will get a copy of the PowerPoint. They can take notes. It's a really back and forth type of thing where we go through a slide, people ask questions, then we get through those questions and move on to the next one. So it's really interactive, and I think that's important. So that way people are seeing the information, but they're also, it's discussion, it's conversation, and sometimes we're there for 2 or 3 hours because people just have so much they want to know and they really enjoy the program and find that it's helpful, especially the folks that are younger couples that are looking to buy and they may not be financially equipped to get a house and then realize a few years later there's multiple violations and then they have to legalize it and not be able to be prepared to have that expense. So they're learning what to look for.
No, that's really good. What are some of the main questions that you've been asked at these dates, at these seminars?
What do you need permits for? What if how title searches, how does that work with finding permits? And like we were talking a few minutes ago, title searches are looking for open permits. What's open that may not have been closed out or finished, but it may not necessarily pick up something that was built without a permit, because if it was built without a permit and a permit was never filed, there would be no open permit. So that's why we always tell people, and this is part of the presentation, is, you know, you should come into the building department before you put your house up for sale, fill out the Freedom of Information Act request form, look at your building file. There is such a thing, and it has all the permits and certificates and paperwork and approvals on file for your house. If you live in the unincorporated area, if you live in a village, they have their own building department, so you would have to check with them. We don't have files for incorporated villages. So we explain that to people, and we'll look through the file. We have clerks available that will assist you through it, and we can answer any questions that you may have. And if there's something that needs to be looked into a little bit further that may be more complicated, they can let me know, and I'll look into it with our deputy commissioner. We do that all the time, and have helped people through the process. So,
and some people might not even know that there's something that there was no permit originally sought for. What happens in a case like this?
Well, when they look at the file, they can compare that paperwork to the existing conditions of the house today, and they know what their house looks like. So if there's a swimming pool, or there's a deck, or there's the bump out in the back, and there's nothing in the file to show that, then that would be a red flag that perhaps this stuff was done without permits. And to get it correct, you'd have to legalize it and file the paperwork. Because when you're selling, you want to be able to present to the people that are buying, I have all my certificates and all my appropriate paperwork, so they don't try to squeeze you on the price, so there's no problem, there's not a stress about trying to close it. You're much better off just having everything in order, legal and compliant with the code. Here's all my paperwork. It's all legit.
Is it difficult to legalize these things after the fact?
It depends on what it is. Sometimes there are simple things, like John was mentioning, fences. If you have a fence and it's compliant with zoning and you don't need a variance, that's a simple application. You just take the survey, you fill out the paperwork, you highlight where the fencing is, how high it is, but it has to be compliant. If it is, you'll get, and you have all your paperwork in order, you get your permit oftentimes the same day, you call for an inspection, you get your inspection, as long as everything's good, then you get a certificate and you're done. But if you have fencing that violates zoning, or you have a deck that violates zoning, then you have to go to the BZA, which is the Board of Zoning Appeals, and have a public hearing to seek a variance to see if they would allow you to have it. And if you have a deck or something more structural, you'll need plans from a design professional, and then you have to get an architect involved. So that's why we say about a year before you're thinking of selling, you should come in, see what's in your file, you know, work with us, and we'll help guide you accordingly, and then start cleaning up whatever you need to clean up so you don't run into these problems and don't have the stress of, you know, at the 11th hour, I'm trying to close next week, but I'm told I need to legalize the deck, and oh my God, it violates zoning, so I need to go to the BZA. It's not going to happen in a week. The process takes time.
Yeah, that's very good, though, the advice you're giving them to do this in advance.
Yeah.
So it's money, and there's penalties involved. That's
yes,
the issue, too.
The maintenance.
Because I don't close on a given day, and I can't buy my next house. That next house might say, if you push off the closing, I can't buy my next house. We could have a domino effect of 50 houses involved.
Yes.
A smart lawyer comes up and says, guess what? If my client has to screw up on theirs, there's a $20,000 penalty. Because that client said, I'm leaving for Arizona, you know, it's you don't realize it. And not everybody's going to say, oh, don't worry about it, because this is real money today. It's not, you know, if I can't pick up your car for, the tires are not as good as I thought, so I'll come next week. The car's not the big deal.
Exactly.
The house is
significant. And again, I mean, the town's not involved in the sale of a house. That's a private transaction between two parties. I mean, if they want to close it, that's up to those parties. But oftentimes I see people running in, filing these things. Like I mentioned, they have a closing next week. They're trying to get through the process. So that's why we do this educational program. That's how it was developed, because we saw this time and time again. And we're really trying to help people avoid these pitfalls so that they can get through the process and be able to have their home, you know, up to par.
That's great that you're doing this in advance, as I said, giving people a place to go where they can ask these questions.
Yeah.
Are people honest when they ask these questions?
They are. They are. I find that, people are honest. They ask us questions. I mean, we don't write it down and go,
that's
aha.
That's what I was driving at, right?
No, I mean, people are very open and honest. They ask us, you know, general questions. They ask us specific questions. And I think people really appreciate being able to have that forum, and then they have to decide what they want to do. So I think this is probably the best program that we have.
Yeah, no, that's a great thing.
Sure, it's the best program. It's HUS. Just like Carolyn Bravo thought they had the best book in the world. Come on, let's be real.
For the building department.
Christina, this is the best radio program.
It is the best radio
Actually,
program.
That's true. It is the best.
It is the best radio program.
That's the only honest thing that's been said all day. No.
And also, too, just so you guys are aware, besides these programs that we do, every single year, there's something called Building Safety Month. So May, the month right now that we're in, happens to be Building Safety Month. So we try to promote that as well, about people being safe and filing the permits and getting through the process. So I just wanted to point that out as well, that was cool. So
yeah.
The biggest question, I think, is in reference to consistency in the building department.
Yes.
And that is something that is pretty, and you'll have to answer more than me. It's not like the rules keep changing, right? I mean, it's
they do.
I'm wrong there.
They do. Oh. The state codes are these giant books, and the code does change over time.
What do you mean by time? Seriously.
Well, how they deal with finished basements, egress windows, when it's needed, when it's not needed. The state does make changes, and there are bulletins that are sent out. So the plan examiners tell me that state code does change. And sometimes the zoning code changes for the town. But we've recently tried to change the zoning code in the town to make it easier for people. There was a time where the building department had to send people to the Board of Zoning Appeals for, like, flag poles in the front yard. Very simple things, and that was determined that was kind of silly. Let's look at the code and evaluate how we can make it better, where as long as people are compliant with certain things, the building department can approve it, so we don't have to have people waste their time and go to the BZA, spend money, have these public hearings to get it anyways, because the board was approving a lot of these things anyhow. So the town board was able to make a code change, and it was able to stay within the building department. So things like that, we have a code review committee where we meet periodically and look at certain things and see how we can make it better for the applicant. That's always the goal in mind, is to make it easier for the applicant, because sometimes codes need to be changed.
Right.
I mean, what was done 50, 60 years ago may not make sense today.
Right. I just have to, we don't have that much longer. I had a den put on, but I had to put on X number of years ago when my daughter was coming home from Sloan. She had cancer, and I decided last minute to put a den on with an extra bathroom for her. And literally, the whole job was done in 30 days. They broke ground the day after Thanksgiving, and it was finished. It was finished a couple of days after Christmas, so a little bit more than a month. But I got my permits and everything in almost like 48 hours. I went to them and I said, listen, here's my story. My daughter's in Sloan. She's coming home. I need to get this done. I wasn't going to do it. I could have done it over 6 months, and I said no. And then one day I said, hell, I got to do this. And I went to the guys, the construction people. I said, I want to do it. When can you do it? Whenever you want it, John, we'll do it. You got to get the permits. And then after that, the construction people went for the permits after that. And it was so, I mean, there's a humanistic appeal. I'm doing a third commercial building I'm trying to sell. You can get online. But I went in like, can you help me? I'm just trying to get this done, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And they really were. They were just,
And we do, for experiences like that, we do when people file applications, if they do have some kind of hardship or urgent situation, there is a provision in the code that allows people to request an expedited review. And if they meet the criteria, if there's a medical issue, if it's a new business looking to open, if it's a hospital or something that has an application in for something that's going to benefit the community, things like that, we will approve them if they meet the criteria. So the building department does have certain things in place to try to help with those situations.
Perfect. Great. Actually, we're done. Great. And Lauren's ending this with, we're a town with a heart, ultimately.
Love that.
We started
love
off with Dry Vaginas, and now we're ending with the heart. What a day. God bless you, Christina.
Friday.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.